Hi there, boys and girls. Welcome to another broadcast of the Children's Bible Club. I'm Aunt Carolyn, here with Mr. Woods and the choir and Mr. Erickson, our engineer. And then there are many people who pray for the broadcast and for you listeners. And there are some who give to support the Children's Bible Club mission. And then don't forget this good station that carries the program and faithfully keeps the gospel going out over the air. So we're a big radio family standing together to serve the Lord. And I'm grateful for everyone who stands with us and for every boy and girl listening. We send you Christ's love and our love too. Now, here's the choir. Thank you, choir. Kids, do you like cookies? I'm pretty sure you do. I made some Saturday that I think you would like. They had brown sugar and chocolate chips and oatmeal and peanut butter and pecans. It didn't take long for them to disappear either. I imagine some of you, especially you girls, are learning to make some pretty mean cookies too. That's great. Learn to do a lot of things while you're young. It'll make a big difference when you grow up. But let me tell you of something sweeter and better than cookies, even better than chocolate chip monster cookies. Better than good cookies, you say? Yep. Let's let King David tell us what it is. He said, "How sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth," in Psalms 19:103. And also, "The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb," Psalms 19:9-10. And King David's son, King Solomon, who followed his father to the throne, must have learned well from his father, because he passed the same truth on to his son. He said, "My son, eat thou honey, because it's good, and honeycomb, which is sweet to thy taste. So shall the knowledge of wisdom be to thy soul." Proverbs 24:13. But all the honey in the beehive or a bee tree won't do you any good unless you get it out and eat it. If you know anything about bees, you know that getting the honey isn't always easy. The bees will give you some serious opposition. And the devil doesn't want you to read and receive God's word. He'll cause distractions and problems, and maybe even other people, to keep you from the Bible. You must resist all those distractions and concentrate on God's word. As Paul said, bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. And now, here's the choir again. Today's story is Mom's Hooked. No, Dad, I'm telling you, Mom is hooked. She's hung up on it. She's hooked. Oh, I don't think it's that bad, son. I think your mother's quite normal. She takes good care of all of us. Supper's always ready on time, and quite good supper, if I may say so. I don't suppose you and your sister could turn out such a good meal every evening, no matter how you tried. No, Dad, you know we couldn't. But that's not what I mean. If you had to go antiquing with her, like Peggy and I, you'd see it too. Mom won't let us stay by ourselves. We have to tag along. Now, my boy, what's so bad about looking at a few antiques? Some are quite interesting and some quite valuable, Dad continued. I suppose so, but it gets pretty old walking up and down looking at old stuff. Old dishes, old furniture, old books, old pictures, old, old, old. Dad laid his paper down and continued. Have you gone up in the attic lately, Brett? Not lately, but there's a bunch of old stuff up there, too. Yes, some of the antiques are precious and have been handed down to us through the family. And some are ones Mom has bought herself. But what good is all that old stuff? It just sits up there gathering dust. It's creepy. Well, some of those things are precious to us family-wise. But do you remember that tall 5-drawer chest that was up there? It was beautiful wood and in excellent condition. We hauled it all the way from Illinois because it had belonged to your Mom's great-aunt Maggie. It was very valuable, but when our missionaries in West Africa sent word of an urgent need, the pastor wanted the church folks to give for it. We didn't have much money, but Mother took that chest and other special pieces to antique dealers. She sold them for the highest offer and gave the money for the missionaries. Your Mom may like those nice things, and she has a good eye for them. But she also has a heart for the Lord and His work. She is doing more than collecting for herself when she attends those antique shows. Oh, Brett mumbled. He didn't know about all that. A couple of weeks later, Brett and Peggy were off again with Mom to an antique mall. There were antiques everywhere. There was an old curved wood chair from some great general in the Civil War. It had a big price tag. And there was a chess set that belonged to Napoleon, they said. Who knew how much that would sell for? They found a photo and a baseball signed by the great Babe Ruth. It was unbelievable that somebody hadn't already bought that. They walked till they couldn't go any longer. The kids were tired and hungry, and Mom hadn't bought a thing, but was still interested in a beautiful lamp that she was sure was a Tiffany. As they drove home, Brett couldn't shake off thinking about the antiques. At last he blurted, "Peggy, do you like seeing all that old junk? Are you interested in all that old stuff?" Peggy answered slowly, "Well, not exactly, but I'm learning from Mom how to watch for things that may be worth something." "Well, good for you, but it's not for me. Everything there once belonged to somebody, and now they're dead." "Dead! The only reason all those things, valuable or not, are on display is that they once belonged to somebody who died. That general died. Napoleon died. Tiffany died. Babe Ruth died. Great Aunt Maggie died. Everybody died. Somebody else has their stuff because they died. They couldn't use it anymore, and they couldn't take it with them. They're dead." Peggy was speechless at Brett's outburst, and Mom eased into the conversation. "That's good thinking for a boy your age, Brett. It's true. The Bible says the wages of sin is death. It's appointed unto man once to die, and after that the judgment. Everyone will have to die someday and face God. The things you owned in this world will mean nothing. Your achievements will mean nothing, unless you were a Christian and did them for God's glory. The richest man in the world, if not saved, will leave his wealth and go empty-handed to meet God with no covering for his sin. But the least pauper who knows Christ will go with joy to meet the Lord." Brett was quiet. What Mom said made sense. Maybe he would learn to help her on antique quests. Maybe he could give out a few gospel tracts so others too could see that important lesson behind antiques. And about that verse, "The wages of sin is death," maybe he could tell someone how it ends. "But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord." And now God bless you until next week.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club, a ministry of Grace Bible Church and Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. If the stories and songs have been a blessing to you, why not write and let Aunt Carolyn know? When you write, be sure to mention the call letters of this good radio station. Send your letter to Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. When you write, ask for a free brochure of all the Aunt Carolyn stories, as well as other good Christian books and materials for children and adults. That address again is Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. You may also visit our website, childrensbibleclub.com. Keep listening and tell a friend about the broadcast so they can listen too. Now, I'm Adam Watt saying God bless you until next week at the same time.